Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In our 23rd year, I'm glad you're here. Thank you for being part of our world. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm responsible for the mayhem here. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. Galen.org. Grace Marie, tell us about Galen.
Galen Institute, a think tank. We try to help federal and state policymakers come up with the ideas to help solve problems, including the high cost of health coverage.
Folks,
so people can look at our website at galen.org.
I'm going to do something that I'm loath to do and maybe I've never done before. I'm going to correct Grace Marie. They don't try to help people. They do help. They help people. She's being humble about that. They do help people. And I know that anything positive comes out of our state or local or federal government on health care that gets us away from federal control and more towards market control, Grace Marie's fingerprints are all over that. Grace Marie, when we went to the break, you had a quote I want you to repeat. Folks, write this down. This is going to be in the test. Go ahead.
So this is a Pulitzer Prize winning author who's a professor at Princeton, Paul Starr, who said, "Politicians since Bismarck have learned that they can use insurance against the cost of sickness as a means of turning benevolence into political power."
Mm-hmm. And you've got to have some level of victimization in there somewhere, don't you?
Well, you've seen that voters got mad at Democrats after Obamacare, and then now they're mad at Republicans because they failed at repeal and replace.
Right. Right.
And so they retaliated in 2018, and Republicans lost the House, and we see the result of that.
President Trump's executive orders that have benefited. I mean, look, my company, you're talking to a man who owns a company that's benefited from President Trump's executive orders on health care. It saved us money.
Millions of people have.
That accrue to benefit for him at the polls, you think?
If people pay attention, he is working very hard on trying to help people understand the many things they're doing on health care. We don't even have time for it today. We could do 10 shows on the things the administration is doing on opioids, kidney care, lots of other things. But my two senior fellows, Doug Badger and Brian Blaze, were both top advisors to two presidents on health reform. Doug Badger advised President George W. Bush on health policy. They got through the legislation that created health savings accounts, that created the Medicare Part D drug benefit, which is the only successful program in the federal government that has actually come in way below budget and saves people money because it is based on choice and competition. Brian Blaze was a senior advisor to President Trump until this summer when he left, joined the Galen Institute, and he was the person who started the wheels in motion for the transparency regulation.
Right.
He got the short-term limited duration plan through, the association health plan rule through. He wrote the choice and competition report. These are the guys that were inside. They know what it takes to get the bureaucracy to move, and now they're outside working with us and working with a lot of others to actually make this happen. So we are really, I think we're a policy powerhouse with these two guys working.
Congratulations.
To make this happen. And
folks,
we
that's
will,
a testament to her leadership, that the quality of individuals she's talking about are part of her team. I know her organization very well. That's a testament to your leadership, Grace Marie. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. They're wonderful. But to your larger question, are people going to pay attention to it? We are going to do everything we can to help people understand this and to help start seeing the results, but there is a huge medical industrial complex that is fighting at every turn against change. And they don't
want
change.
But they don't want Medicare for all, right? They don't want Medicare.
They want
their own version. They don't want Trump's or Warren's, do they?
Well, actually, a couple of them have said, you know, maybe we could live with that. We're thinking, what? That's crazy. But
yeah.
Most of them realize what a top-down federal price control system would mean, because they're going to cut. They're going to have to slash prices. To have this even come in at $52 trillion over 10 years.
But this is we've got to do this, Grace Marie, for the long, I mean, because of our generation of baby boomers over the next 25, 30 years, we've got to get control of this or the country will go broke.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And that's
Grace
why we're working night and day to do that.
And folks, that's not hyperbole. That's the truth. Even when she's sick. Hey, Grace Marie, thank you for being here. I love you. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, my hero. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.